This is an audio archive of the CrossFit Live webcast from January 8th, 2006. The following is the complete program featuring Coach Greg Glassman and Lynn Pitts. For easier file download and management, this program is also available in two segments. Please see the archive page of CrossFitLive.com to download these segments separately.
It's the voice of Elite Fitness, CrossFit Live. Now, your host, Dave Young.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CrossFit Live. On this program, we're going to take it up a couple of notches on the special meter. In fact, we'll do that in a couple of different ways. As most of you know, the guest for the majority of this program will be Coach Glassman. He'll be taking your questions on the telephone as well. And we'll get to Coach here in just a couple of minutes. But also on a more personal note, this program has grown considerably since our very first CrossFit Live back in February of 2005. We reached some kind of wild all-time high in data transfer for downloading archives last October, and I got real excited about it and started calling around telling everyone. And wouldn't you know it, that between October and December, that number almost doubled. So the program has got quite a broad listener base, and I'm obviously very gratified by that. I take that responsibility very seriously. Want to make this program a first-rate show and do justice to the subject matter and the quality of the guests. And I pretty much decided I was going to bring on an assistant to help me out in the producing of the program. And within just a couple of days of making that decision, I ran across a post on the CrossFit message board from Jamila Bay out of Washington, D.C., who just happened to mention that she had been a radio producer for about 8 years for some pretty notable broadcast properties. So I immediately thought to myself, well, I got to talk to this person. And I did, and cut to today, and Jamila Bay is now a full-fledged partner in CrossFit Live as a producer. And I wanted you all to spend a little time with her tonight, get to know her, because she's going to be putting her stamp on this program. We'll all, of course, be the better for it. So let's spend a couple of minutes getting to know Jamila Bay, the new producer of this program. Jamila, welcome to CrossFit Live.
Hello, Dave. Happy New Year.
And same to you. I'm delighted to talk to you tonight and kind of introduce you to the CrossFit community. A lot of them, of course, know you already from the message board. You're based out of Washington, D.C. area?
Right in the heart of everything, right in downtown. Live here, work here, and have been here. I moved here to actually take a radio job 6 years ago, and been here ever since. I like it so much I married a native.
Take just a couple of minutes and tell everybody about yourself and what your life is like there in D.C.
Well, I have three main things that I do right now. You know, I feel like a six-year-old when you ask what do you want to do when you grow up. Because, first of all, my background is journalism. That's what I put myself through college doing. That's what my legitimate jobs all were. Number two is that, I got tired of doing stories that just meant nothing to me. I'm sure budget stuff, the same, you know, where the decimal goes makes a big difference a lot of times, but my heart just wasn't in where the decimal went. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it and realized that I have always had a huge passion for fitness. So I do some training, and I have since left the big mega chain, and I do that as a private independent now. Number three is that my parents love this one. I was always the class clown growing up, and rather than let that be a detriment, I get up on stage and say the things that everybody else is thinking, and they call me a stand-up comic. So between training people and writing stories and spending time with my darling hubby and trying to make strangers who are drinking too much laugh, I have a really full schedule.
Well, maybe you'll get your big break while you're a part of CrossFit Live, and we can all say we knew you then. Huh?
Yeah, and see, that's nice. Why I'm here, because I need to look CrossFit. I am, as anyone who's read any of my posts on the board knows, I got this 30 pounds that just is not responding to trying to think it away. So I'm doing the workout of the day and We've got a new affiliate in this area, DC, representing the Redskins fans. We get together every Sunday, and we're looking to get more classes happening. I'm not in any official capacity. I'm just a participant with CrossFit DC, but we are starting, and we are doing it. And 2006 is our year to fix our bodies. So that's what we want to do.
So you're about 4 months into discovering CrossFit now. How did that start?
I am a voracious reader, and I was surfing through the message boards of some site, and I think it was a martial arts site, as a matter of fact. I don't remember which one. And someone said, well, you know, I do these CrossFit workouts, and I've been doing really well in Taekwondo or whatever it was at the time. And I, you know, of course, went to CrossFit.com and started reading. And I'm going, wow, in college, I was adopted by the ROTC guys. I was the only girl in the weight room doing three sets of 10 reps of biceps curls. Never appealed to me. I don't know why, but I guess, you know, it just didn't make sense that I was ever in that position, curling just my forearm. And so I felt like, wow, this is what I'm missing. This is like what it used to be when I was in the weight room and everybody was cheering me on because I was the only girl who could do pull-ups at one time, which I really could do. Mm-hmm. I had at least five witnesses who could attest to that 10 years ago.
Something tells me you're going to get there again.
Exactly. I want to. And the posts were the thing that really got me staying is that people would not just say, well, I like this. They'd say, not only do I like this, but here's some web links to medical journals that say this is the best way to do this. It wasn't a sort of, well, I'm bigger than you, so I know more kind of thing. There really was a community of people who sincerely wanted to help one another. And after reading the facts and understanding that the warm-up is indeed a workout in and of itself for most people, I said, oh, I'm so in the right place. And the Olympic lifting is so exciting to me. I know nobody believes this, but when I was 4 years old, one of my earliest memories is being 4 years old and the 1980, I'm dating myself, Olympics were on, and I was just transfixed, and my dad went over and turned off the TV while these little tiny guys were lifting these big, huge things over their heads. And I lost it. I still remember being so mad at my dad that he turned it off, and I yelled and screamed, and he turned on the big, you know, when TVs came with three channels.
Right.
He turned it back on. And ever since then, there's just been something about me liking a lot of steel overhead, a lot of not just looking the part of being powerful, but actually having the power. And reading the message boards made me go, oh, these are the people who are going to teach me this. This is, you know, everybody does Olympic lifting. Right. Everybody understands that gymnastics has a legitimate role in everyday fitness. Oh, I'm staying.
Well, I think you've already discovered that there is so much help for you on the message board. No matter what your goals are, you're going to find people that are going to help you there, and they're going to walk you through that whole process and root you on every step of the way. So congratulations for that, and just hang on. It's going to be a great ride, and you're going to get wherever you want to go. So,
indeed, with the help of everyone, because you're so right. You know, it is not about what group you belong to. Everyone is as important as everyone else on those boards, and for CrossFit as a whole. So it's good to be it's good to be here because we are indeed the wave of where fitness in this country needs to go.
That's right. And it is great to have you a part of the program. We got some great, you and I have already shared some great ideas, things that are going to change and new features we're going to add to this program. And I wanted people to get to know you because we're going to ask the community for a lot of participation. I think you would agree with that. And you probably will be calling people from time to time and asking for their help.
And,
I wanted them to know who you were and welcome you warmly when you call. And for my part, I'll just say it's been a gas getting to know you, and I'm really excited about what's to come, and I hope you are too.
I am indeed, and thank you so much. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, everyone on the message boards, because we all together make it what it is.
That's right. Jamila, I know you want to chat with Coach, and I'm going to put you on hold for a couple of minutes while I bring him in. So will you stand by?
I'm here as long as you need me.
All right, you hold on, and we'll get back to you very shortly. Okay, so that is Jamila Bay. She is the new associate producer at CrossFit Live, and like I said just a minute ago, if you answer your phone someday and it's her, please treat her well and do whatever the heck she asks you to do, will you? Because we'll need your participation. We're going to make this program better than it has been. All right, next up on the program tonight is the man of the hour, Coach Glassman. How are you, Chief?
Dave, how are you?
I'm great, man. It's good to have you back. It's been, it's been almost a year since you were on the program, at least as the featured guy. So I thought it might be a great way to start off 06. In fact, I put a post on the message board not too long ago saying we were going to start off the new year with you. Somebody wrote back and said it sounded like a great opportunity for a State of the Union State of the Union address.
I don't know if I'm.
Are you up for a State of the Union address? What?
Yes.
Well, talk. Just tell me for just a moment how you feel about 05. I mean, you got to be pretty pleased with a lot of the things that took place. What were some of the highlights for you from last year?
Unprecedented growth in every direction. Anything you could attach a number to was more of it. We probably the most significant thing is we might have picked up 40, 45 affiliates. The traffic is through the roof. In fact, last week was a biggest week yet. We had 70,000 unique visitors. We've moved, I think, 2.5 terabytes of bits in the last month of the year. And CrossFit's on fire. Media's discovered us, which has been very entertaining.
Want to talk just a little bit about the New York Times article?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I think you wrote a couple of things on the message board. I know about that article, but what was your general sense about that? They were less than endorsing, less than kind. I was wondering if you did you have a feeling that the way it was going to turn out?
Yeah, there were some alarms going off as the thing approached the deadline. It seemed like the more time we spent with Ms. Cooperman, the less that she was comprehending what we were about.
Yeah.
I know with hours to go before a deadline, she was asking me how she could get in touch with the affiliates. So I said, well, geez, let me walk over to the computer and look at the affiliate page there and click on one and help you call them.
Yeah.
But you know, Dave, it's the New York Times.
Yeah.
And it would have been... You know, they don't get much right, and it would have been weird to have them get this right. So I was all good with it. It wasn't much of a surprise.
Yeah.
I guess to the extent to which it was, kind of, they did miss the point. Maybe that was a little past what I was expecting. But it's all good. It made a positive difference for all of us, and I think it scared away some people that probably were looking for some way towards fitness that didn't involve exertion, and we're all going to be better off without that. And there was also a good number of people that came forward that have habitually moved in the direction of things that were other than endorsed by the New York Times and read between the lines and knew what they were, you know, knew what it meant that we weren't approved of.
Right. Sometimes the negative, a negative portrayal actually serves as kind of a cleansing of the soul, you know. The people who are going to take up your time and not really get what you were into, probably won't be taking up your time now, you know?
Yes. I told someone that it was, if you were selling Kirby vacuums door to door and you knew that only half the town had electricity, it'd be kind of nice to have a map of which houses did and didn't have it, save you some time. And the New York Times took care of some of that for us. In effect, pushed some people away that that were never going to really fit in with this community anyway.
Yeah.
And there was a solidifying, a kind of a circling of the wagons
of
our four constituents.
Right. It would have been weird to have them get this.
You there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm here. Don't pay any attention to those little noises. I apologize for that. I got to figure out a way to get rid of those.
Well, they're not in my head.
Hey, I don't know if you heard the first couple of minutes of the show or not, but I had Jamila Bay on, new producer at CrossFit Live, and she has expressed a desire to have a couple of words with you, and I thought I'd just, you know, show some favoritism here and bring her in and have you guys chat for just a minute, if that's all right with you. Jamila, you still there?
Hi, Jamila.
Hi, Coach. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, kiddo.
Well,
welcome to CrossFit.
Well, thank you very much. Today we did a great workout, and I'm feeling it. It's good to feel alive.
Well, super. I mean, it's great to have you in the community and as a regular part of CrossFit Live.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Let me just cut to the chase, if I might, here. One of the things, I realize that this is probably not what is going to happen with most CrossFit participants. It was time for my annual physical, and I showed up at my doctor's office, and my doctor said, "Oh, it looks like you're losing weight." And I said, "As a matter of fact, you know, I haven't gotten on the scale, but I think I have. I'm doing this thing, CrossFit," and this was the day that the Times article came out, so my doctor hadn't seen it. I asked her. And she said to me, I'm pretty sure I'm getting it almost verbatim. She looked at me and, of course, knows my medical history. But she said, "You know, Jamila, you're going to die from not exercising before you die from exercising. So you might as well go for it."
Yeah.
And I realize how lucky I am that I have, progressive, medical doctor who would say something like that. My fear is that a lot of people who really are going to be well served by getting in, scaling the workout of the day, and just, you know, starting being the most important thing, when they bring it up to their medical professional, when they bring it up to their spouse, their church group, whoever, people are going to go, particularly to women, "Oh, you want to watch that. You might want to scale that down and do something like curves. Have you thought about Weight Watchers?" And I just want to know, Coach, what do you think we as CrossFitters should be armed with when talking about what we do and how it is helping us or how we hope that it will?
I think you need to come armed with the understanding that not one in 10,000 people will have heard of CrossFit or the article within just a week or two. There'll be no recollection, no memory, and everyone you talk to, you're going to have to, "We're going to be doing that for years, explaining what it's about." And, you know, we're close to the project, and you can pretty quickly get this view that, geez, everyone's doing this thing. Well, they're not. And they're 99% of the people you come in contact with, their first exposure to it can be what comes out of your mouth. And so I think you're looking at it in the wrong direction. Your physician's going to go, "No, I don't know what that is," and you're going to have to tell them. But you'll find these problems with your physician on nutrition. He's going to, you know, it's still more often than not wants to put you on a low-fat, high-carb, low-protein diet. Doesn't want you to squat. You know, thank God we're not relying on the typical clinician, physician to motivate this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's time to pick a physician from the CrossFit community. We have a lot of them around and a growing number.
Have them call me. That's a great show, Coach.
Yeah, we've got them. In fact, we're gathering, I've got permission from several to push their contact info forward. But we've got 8 or 9, 10 doctors that are on the site almost every day.
I'm really glad this subject came up because I do want you two to get together on that. We're going to do a show, a medical-focused show sometime in the near future, so I'd love to get that list from you, Coach.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Sometime soon.
That'll be fun.
Okay, good.
No one should put too much faith in the media, in its impact or the extent to which people know of what we're doing or not. And this is true of the affiliate and the individuals looking to start this thing, that the world's going to largely come to know this thing through your eyes. So you get to become the pioneer and also the spokesman for the concept within your community. And, if someone goes to a doctor and the doctor says, stay away from CrossFit, and they think that this is something they need to stay away from, then they stay away. It is not my intention to have everyone in the world doing CrossFit, largely because I know that's impossible. By what? Working in gyms with people for the past 3.5 decades.
Yeah.
The number one barrier to participation in CrossFit has nothing to do with the New York Times or physicians. It has to do with the laziness and lack of character of the average Jane or Joe. This is a community of very, very special people, and the average CrossFitter comes to the table acutely aware of the price of the cost of success, and its ardor, rigor, commitment, industry, that group will be hard to dissuade them. And the group that doesn't understand that, they can do their yoga and Pilates and read the New York Times.
Yeah, it would be hard to convince that crowd the other way.
Do anything.
Yeah.
What CrossFit does is brings you face-to-face with the true cost of fitness. And you decide how much you want to get. You want to get a little or a lot. You could, if someone came to me and says, hey, look, here's what's going on. I don't want to get my heart rate up. I don't want to get my temperature up. I don't want to breathe hard. Then what they need to do is scale the workout back, do the things very slow, do Fran with a broomstick, and on the Gravitron at 90% of your body weight as assistance, or the half a dozen of the biggest rubber bands you can find, and it'd take a half hour to do it. And for any given level of ability or willingness to exert, I still think that our moves are best, and so there's a possibility here, there's a potential for anyone to harvest a benefit. But I don't know where I'm going with that.
Well, if I can interrupt you, because you brought up actually the one other question I have. You just said, Coach, that our moves are best. And I do some private physical training, and my clientele tends to be, I call my 60 to 70 year olds my spring chickens. I mean, I really enjoy working with the senior population, and I do much of that. And I find that, some of these women have never, I guess it's not atypical that they would never have deadlifted before or whatever, but I'm finding so much success with just that basic movement, bend over, pick something heavy up, stand up with it.
Yep.
One of my success stories who said to me that she can't remember, it's been more than 20 years since she's been able to kneel down on her knees. She says now she says her prayers on her knees every night. And I'm thrilled with her. She looks better than I do. This is one of my 70s that I'm talking about here. So
I think that nearly every affiliate, nearly every CrossFit trainer that's got clients has these stories.
Yeah.
I know we've certainly got them. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And it just takes it's fairly obvious what you do. If you're looking at a little bitty lady that's 80 years old and moves slowly and is a little bit feeble, physically feeble, I wouldn't load the bar up with 135 pounds and hand it to her. And as we see on the site, it doesn't take much looking around on the site to see evidence of our work with children and seniors. And our understanding is that the needs of our grandparents and Olympic athletes differ by degree, not kind. One's looking for functional competence, the other functional dominance. One wants to stay out of the nursing home, and the other's looking for trophies. But both functional competence and functional dominance arise out of the same physiological stimulus. And There never comes a point where I need to go to curls and lateral raises where I find non-functional movements that aren't universal motor recruitment patterns, movements that don't effectively and efficiently move the body or some external object. I never go there. And what we find is that this introducing seniors to these movements at whatever intensity level they're willing and interested to bring to bear has a rather stunning impact on their total being, and the net effect is just that turns back the clock. It seems to reduce their biological age.
Clearly.
Yeah. I hear stories almost daily of it. One that just came out recently was a gal that was a family was looking at a new place where she was going to lose her house because she couldn't get upstairs well. And now she's navigating the stairs with no problem. And it's just very, it meant the world to her to not have to give up a home that had been in the family for two generations.
All right, Jamila, I'm going to let you go. We got a stack of phone calls here we got to get to, but I'm glad you had
Jamila,
a chance to.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. We'll speak soon.
All right.
All right. All best to you.
Thank you. Bye.
And Jamila, you and I'll talk soon. All right.
All right.
Hey, Greg, you mentioned you'd like to have Lynn Pitts on tonight.
Absolutely.
I'm curious. She may actually be calling in as we speak. Do you know what area code she's in?
Look that up.
Yeah, because I don't. And the only way I can identify callers on my call screen here is by area code. So if you can just find that those three numbers when you get a chance as we're talking, I might be able to bring her in because I have a feeling she may be standing by.
Okay.
Good. And while you're doing that, I just want to talk about a couple of more things in 05 real quickly. You mentioned to me last time you and I talked about Chicago newspaper was also doing an article. Did that happen?
I'm holding up the deadline on it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. We're now working off of, surprise, surprise. I want to do these by email. And when once the relationship's established, then we'll can do phone interviews and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, they accepted my terms.
All right.
So, what I need, and I think it should be pretty obvious, there was a substantial amount of misquoting and ignoring of fact and a selective hearing out of the New York Times.
So you're looking for documentation, right?
And I want documentation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
They agreed, and so yeah, I'm working on it. I'm sitting here with the questions. In fact, what was the one here? The New York Times reported that you said CrossFit could kill a person. Is that true? I got that kind of thing to play with.
Yeah. Let's leave 2005 behind us. It's it was a great year. I think we can all agree on that. I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are about 06. Have you got any specific goals you'd like to accomplish in 06?
Yeah, absolutely. Manage our growth so that we don't dilute or damage the quality of this community.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of new people coming on, and the challenge is going to be to handle them politely and efficiently and effectively and teach people to ask intelligent questions and teach our regulars to still be respectful and somewhat civil when the questions are less than intelligent. But what I don't want to do is chase away the core that has been so loyal and so strong and is so important to this. And that's more important than the growth itself.
Yeah.
And it was a nice influx of people that came out of the New York Times, and I think we did a satisfactory job of dealing with them, but there's going to be a lot more, and I want to get better and better at that. And so we're laying a lot of infrastructure. There's a lot going on behind the scenes with IT and moderation and control and policing of the site and board and maintaining a safe environment for our LEO and MIL community. And that's very exciting to me. It's something that Lynn has been an absolutely essential part of. I can't tell all of you just how important Lynn Pitts is to this organization. Lynn Pitts and Brian Mulvaney both are doing as much for CrossFit as I have done. And we tell all the seminars, ask people to drop them a line and let them know they're the unsung heroes of this thing. The amount of work that goes on behind the scenes is rather spectacular. to keep all this afloat.
Well, speaking of Lynn Pitts, I've got her here, so let's bring her into CrossFit Live. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. How you guys doing?
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, Greg.
How are you, girl?
I'm sleepy. How are you?
Yeah.
You just got a great introduction. I think you probably heard, huh?
Yeah, I did. That's quite a build-up. I'll do my best to
live up to it, huh?
Live up to that in some fashion here.
Hey, Dave, why don't we do these, you know, if you do this at 4 o'clock West Coast time, we get East and West. It's a bedtime on the East Coast.
Hey, I know that, and, you know, my original thought was it's summertime, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody's still out doing stuff, but we may have to do a little time shift in here. I'm open to that.
I think they'd be more inclined to, amongst those things they're doing, come listen here, you know, take a bit before dinner maybe.
Yeah.
Tune into this, but at 10 o'clock, I think they're going to bed.
All right,
I'll
chalk you up as a vote for an earlier program, and we'll see what we can do about that. So, what's anything specific you guys want to talk about tonight? I got a bunch of questions here, not only from myself, but from a lot of folks on the message board who sent me private emails with questions for you. But I want to find out if there's anything on your mind tonight that you specifically want to talk about with each other in the community.
No, I don't really, and if I do, I'll butt in and change the topic.
All right.
I want to answer a different question. So.
All right. Lynn, I just asked Coach what his specific goals were for 06. You got anything you want to add to that?
Well, I think Greg covered the stuff that's near and dear to my heart as well. One thing that I'm really looking forward to in the fairly near future, we'll be moving the discussion board to some new software, which is just a quantum leap in quality as far as ease of management, providing features for our users, does a better job with being searchable. The archives are easier to get at. I've done all the design and setup work. Right now, basically, we're working on a technical solution to import our existing user base without making everybody sign up all over again. Folks that are on the message board know that we have a medium rigorous screening process. I mean, we require an actual legitimate real name and location for folks.
Mm-hmm.
And some people know who've received my emails when, you know, it's an unfortunate thing, but there are people with funny looking names, and then I email them, you know. Is your name really Joe Smith? And, you know, that some people answer back, why, heck yes it is, and some people don't answer at all, so which means either I ticked them off or they were trying to ghost under the radar. And since we've gone through all that work, and right now our registered user base is just over 1,900 members.
Yep.
And growing daily, and obviously I'd rather not have to have all those folks go to the hassle of signing in again.
Right. So you're trying to find a way that you can transfer the existing user database over to a new platform, right?
Right, and that's pretty, right now, that's just about the only thing that's holding us back from transferring to the new software, so... Mm-hmm. And I foresee us doing that in the fairly near future, and I'm excited about that for sure.
Excellent.
The new board is just beautiful and just feature rich. I didn't understand just how good a message board could be until looking at this. I don't know a lot about message boards, but I've seen a preview of it, and I was floored. It's something we're all very excited about.
Yeah, I don't know that much about message boards either. I think it's probably hard for most of us out here to imagine, you know, how it could be much better, but we'll take your word for it. I'm looking forward to it.
One of the features, Lynn, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think this was on our version of the e-bulletin, but you can look and see who of the users are online at the time, right?
Exactly. That's kind of fun. It's kind of a fun feature. You can see who's generally online, and if you're reading a thread, you can actually see who's reading that thread along with you.
Wow.
And to go along with that, the private messaging system is way superior to what we have now. What we have now actually runs through email, and it's got this nifty feature where if I send a private message to Greg and he just hits the reply thinking it's going to come back to me, it actually goes to the board admin account, which is really obnoxious and cumbersome. The e-bulletin has like a real-time, almost like a internet chat kind of private messaging capability.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if I saw Matt G was reading a thread that I was reading and I was dying to ask him a question, I could pop him a private message and in near real time. be able to connect with them. So, it's just a nice way of another tool to bring the community together.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Let's bring a caller in here for you folks, all right, if you're up for that. First caller of the night for Coach Glassman and Lynn Pitts from the 540 area code. Who's there?
Hey, this is Jesse Woody from Orange, Virginia, calling on behalf of AmericanParkour.com.
Jesse, how are you, kiddo?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Very good, sir. It's great to hear your voice for the first time. I'm excited about you coming out here next February.
Talk about being excited. I'm super excited to be out there.
Good.
Well, first I had to say, Dave, your show is amazing. I have them all saved on my iPod. Like, I waste tons of time at work listening to all the archives.
Glad to hear
Absolutely. It's a great thing to have for the community and everything.
Thank you very much. And, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and Coach, obviously the program is awesome.
Thank
you know, I went from thinking that, you know, what I do was an endurance-based sport and eating high-carb, low-fat, low-protein, you know, running, you know, 6 miles a day, to realizing after reading What is Fitness that, you know, a lot of fitness can be based on power and strength moves, and it's just amazing the difference this has made in my fitness and everybody that I can possibly get a hold of and tell them, you know. I'm, like, driving people nuts trying to tell them about CrossFit.
Jesse, I want to interrupt here. Jesse is going to be our ambassador to the parkour community, and I was looking over his stuff one night, and this young man has established American Parkour, and they're developing affiliates, and he's a leader in the parkour movement in this country, and I see it as nothing more than urban gymnastics. It's just incredible stuff, and I panicked when I saw how fast he was growing and what he was doing, and that their movement fit in perfectly within our charter of functionality, intensity, and variance. It's a perfect dovetail. And I thought, man, we got to get hold of this kid, and we got to get him in here, and we got to get this parkour stuff
going.
So Jesse's going to be at this next certification seminar, and I don't know that he's not going to have us, bouncing off the walls, huh?
Bouncing off the walls, jumping off of stuff. And actually, that's the kind of the question I called in with. I thought it was a pretty neat coincidence that the last journal, you had the whole thing about testing CrossFit methodology with the military physical training. And one of the tests they had was obstacle course type stuff. And personally, I've noticed a huge improvement on that, basic obstacle course type movements in an urban environment, which is very similar with the CrossFit method. I mean, I'm like 10 times faster, stronger, more powerful. And so what kind of stuff have you done with obstacle coursing as a training modality? Because I've found it to be like a self-sustaining interval system.
Well,
you know, it's...
Yeah, this is easy for me. Any good gymnast makes easy work of any obstacle course I've seen.
Yeah.
And I was joking with some high-speed, low-drag types recently and told them I'd put $10,000 on Annie against anyone in your company. And everyone very politely took two steps back and looked away. they're just not going to catch her. That'd be like... You know, chasing a bird, it's just not going to happen. So
Exactly.
And that's just incredible strength, upper and lower body, and combined with unbeatable stamina and cardiorespiratory endurance. And then we get to the point where largely the obstacles don't much matter to the athlete. What I like about the parkour stuff is it's a more generalized kind of obstacle. It kind of adds to an unknown random component to the gymnastics. It's kind of like sparring versus forms. You know, the parkour is to the gymnastics. I'm a huge fan, and it's going to be exciting to see it develop.
I can't wait to come out and do what I can to teach you guys and learn everything I can. I'm really excited. So I'm looking forward to it.
Look at the CrossFit community. You know, we are a confederation of legitimate practitioners, and if what you're doing is functional, if you recognize the value of intensity, and if you if there's variance to it, you're part of the family. And then those of us that drink from this deep well can borrow from any of these subspecialties from the specialists that come along, and the best of our specialists bring something back unique to the generalized view, and it's an amazing relationship. There's not another community like this in fitness anywhere.
Definitely. So, yeah, just wanted to call and just say thanks a lot for everything, both you guys, and I can't wait till February to meet up with everybody.
Jesse, how old are you?
I'm 25 years old, and have a couple years with horrible fitness advice from bodybuilding magazines, and
I decided
I was going to try to make a job out of it when I realized that I've read almost exclusively more than anybody I knew about fitness and nutrition. And then I read the What Is Fitness CrossFit Journal and realize that I didn't know anything. So now I'm trying to pick back up and relearn everything I thought I knew. So I'm really looking forward to it.
The reason I ask is I'm just measuring the return on my investment here, and it looks like I'm going to have you for about 75 years.
Oh, yeah. Good. Definitely, for sure.
Good.
All right,
Jesse,
you got a lot of help
thanks
here, Jesse.
Me,
thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Hey, wait, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I got to put one more vote in for earlier show. I'm here in Virginia, and I've got Rob Wolf telling me to read Lights Out and go to bed for 9.5 hours. And then I've got to be at work at 7 in the morning tomorrow, so what am
all
I
right.
supposed to do? So one more vote for that, Dave. And
I got you down.
Have a good evening.
I got you down.
Hey, Jesse.
All right. Take care.
Bye, guys.
All right, good night. And next up for Lynn and Coach Glassman in the 301 area code. Come on in and say hi to Coach and Lynn. Who's there?
Hi, this is Tom Rose calling from D.C. area.
Tom.
Yes, how are you, Coach?
Very good, sir. It's good to hear you.
Yeah.
Too late for you?
I can stay up when it's important.
All right, there we go. That's
what I like to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, more guys like that, huh, Dave?
That's right.
Tom, we're going to see you next month, too,
yep,
sir.
I'll be out there, for sure.
Fantastic.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great crew. I just talked to Josh Everett today, and Josh is coming up, and Stephon Roche and the Mod Squad from UC Irvine, the strength and conditioning coach team, and we've all fallen in love with there, Max,
right.
and Skip.
Yeah, I've emailed some of those guys.
Yeah, they're all gonna be up.
It'll be awesome. Great.
Yeah.
All right, have you got a question tonight?
I do. First, I wanted to, of course, thank you guys for putting this out on the air and also Coach for, you know, everything he's doing. And the people, Lynn, and the people doing the web stuff, for sure, because I'm trying to get a website together and I'm really confused. I'm not too good at it, but I have some people helping me. But my question, I wanted to ask Coach about it, and actually he touched base on it, about not diluting the quality as the affiliates grow, because being one of the new affiliates, for myself, I have a limited base of knowledge. I've been working in fitness for years. I did a CrossFit certification, but it's so much more to it. And it's very communal, and I can ask questions. But how do you see, other than just continuing coming out to California, development for people in that situation?
Explain more. I'm not sure what you're asking me, Tom.
Okay. Well, there's so many things covered in CrossFit, and I'm trying to find people. Like, I'm going to get Jesse to come out. We've traded messages a million times.
Yes.
I've traded messages with Dino out in Virginia, trying to find people with more Olympic lifting experience. But for people starting up affiliates and trying to develop this and really bring people in, what do you see as kind of the progressions in terms of learning other than just going out and finding random people or going out to California? Does that make sense?
Not yet. Lynn, can you get you with them?
Yeah, I'm with them, and I kind of understand where Tom is at in that.
Continuing education resources.
Right.
Gotcha. Then let me take a stab at that. Now I think I understand. Then I want to hear what Lynn has to say. All I can tell you is that every 6 months, the resources available expand dramatically. For instance, we're going to do 3 or 4 times a year a CrossFit weightlifting certification with Bergner. We've essentially stolen him from USA Weightlifting now, and we're going to be getting on the road with that kind of thing and bringing people out for it. We're doing something very similar with gymnastics, and the affiliates themselves are going to be harnessing and digging into these resources, and what we're going to find is that as a community on the whole that the depth of the community and the capacity of the community to give back to the individual is going to grow. Imagine what this was like 4 years ago with the site when it was Lauren and I and an audience that we barely had contact with.
Mm-hmm.
And the rate at which affiliates are coming on and growing and getting clients is skyrocketing. I mean, look what's going on in CrossFit Atlanta. There was no CrossFit Atlanta, 4 months ago?
Yeah.
And now they're busier than we were 2.5, 3 years ago.
Right. Yeah, I had 17 people out on New Year's Eve.
How long have you been up?
We've been doing this, like, what, 2 months? Open, kind of?
You know, seeing until I know Lauren's in the other room laughing right now. Like, believe me, you got no worries. In the continuing ed, we're going to inspire and motivate a whole crew of legitimate practitioners to push their stuff into this community and share it with us all.
Right.
You know, like, look at this. Like, yesterday I was very proud of the piece that we put up from the journal on the second pull in Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten 4 or 5 emails from people. Man, I get it now. I understand why I wasn't jumping well. And I think that the answer, Tom, is we're going to have to do it all ourselves in the hard way.
Right.
And what we need to all go out and if you find someone like a Jesse Woody or any of you out there that can drag David Salo, the swim coach, our way,
right.
Let's do so. And we'll bring them to the seminars, and we're going to probably this year get the seminars on the road more often and try and bring them to the affiliates' locations as they grow and develop the assets to accommodate large numbers of people. And the continuing ed is going to be done all internally. Lynn,
yep.
Give me your ideas on this.
Well, I think not so much of an idea, but just a thought, which is that the model of CrossFit and its affiliates is not competitive. In other words, it's not I win, you lose. So I don't see that there's any barrier to the affiliates having a real open dialogue and being able to share what they've learned, share their techniques, share their successes, share what didn't work for fear of, you know, losing client base. It's not like the big box gyms where they're all trying to steal people away from each other.
Right.
Let me give you a for instance. Like, we started our kids' class. And we're like, you know, we'd known for a long time, kids class. Well, when we forgot the first setup for the kids class the first day, we were thinking before the kids showed up, I didn't have a lot of experience. This is funny. I had a good experience teaching children's gymnastics long ago, briefly but fairly good. It got good in that I got all of it I wanted. I didn't enjoy it. So here we go. We're going to go with the kids class, and somehow it had gotten in my head that they were just like little old people. And so we set up the 10-inch box for them, and we tied a knot in the rope that was up at the 10-foot mark so that, you know, because we don't want them going up high and falling. And so here come these other little shorties come running in, and we had a girl that came up to about my hip, and she looked at the 10-inch box, and she says, that's too short for me. So I said, all right, you know, here. And I plopped down the 20-inch box, and boing, she's on it, and this thing's coming up to her chest.
Right.
And then we watched her. She climbs up the rope and past the knot and going to the top and come down from there. And it was an amazing thing to see that that the children are not just little adults, little seniors. What they are is they have the skills, they have the capacities that we're trying to bring to adults. And
yeah.
So you begin to see that our practice is largely one of rehabilitation. We're trying
yeah.
to bring back skills that you had once and didn't.
Yeah.
All our little kids can do pull-ups. And
uh-huh.
why can so few girls do pull-ups? So that gave us a different perspective. And then now add to that the next step. Now we have the Martin with CrossFit Kids, their journal. And that's going to be an incredible resource. And the next person that says, hey, we're going to start a kids class, has an incredible asset and resource in the practical experience of Jeff and Mickey Martin at Brand X in Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
And that body of material is going to grow so that someone that comes on a year from now, say, they're going to have a packet of information, of ideas, of workouts and concepts, and videotape that first day up, it's going to be like your kind of growth, Tom. The idea that you got to get 17 people in classes a couple of months into this thing is just amazing to us. And you know what's funny is that we're going to see a point here where in a year someone's going to open up an affiliate and the first day the doors are open, 50 people are going to show up and they're going to be asking, yeah, but how do you grow this thing? And those of us who have been around are laughing. Understand, we've been trying to get this thing off the ground for a long time.
Right.
And nothing was happening until y'all showed up. And every quarter, the ease of growing this business and bringing more people becomes easier and easier, easier and easier.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, thank you very much. I got a lot of callers to get
yep,
to, but I appreciate
thanks,
you.
Tom. I look forward to seeing you. Hey, and Tom, one more thing.
Yes.
Get your aunt to come down from up the hill.
Oh,
on,
yeah.
On Ivory Tower.
I'm gonna call her tomorrow and let her know that.
Good.
Yes.
Great. Tell her she's got a personal invitation for me to hang out with her.
All right. I'll do that. I'll bring her down for sure when I'm out there. Okay.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, CrossFit Live is what you're listening to, and Lynn Pitts, Coach Glassman, the guest tonight, and we have got a caller from the 608 area code. Come on in and join us on CrossFit Live. Who's there? 608, who's there?
Oh, that's me. Hi, this is Kelly Moore calling.
Hey, Kelly Moore.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi there. I was hoping my cell phone wouldn't die before I got a chance to talk to y'all.
You sound good, Kelly. Go ahead.
Hey,
Kelly,
Coach.
Did you win the TSC?
Oh, I didn't. I was at Chicago CrossFit yesterday.
Okay, I wasn't sure which day the TSC was. I know yesterday you were at Chicago CrossFit.
Yeah, I was. I did that, and then I came home and did the pull-up workout, and I didn't do a TSC that day.
How'd you like the pull-up workout, Kelly?
That was a nasty one. I didn't.
I was thinking of you when that went up.
I'll bet you were.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you, too. Yeah,
Kelly, did you use the weight belt or did you put the dumbbell between the legs?
I flipped a kettlebell over my foot because I
That's what I do, Kelly.
I don't have a dumbbell that I can use. I have power blocks.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I can't really cross, put those behind my legs and drop it on an apartment floor. It just won't work. So.
Kelly, when you come in and visit, I'm going to send you home with a dumbbell, all right? That sticking the dumbbell in between the hooked feet is just the coolest, and you unload and dump it, and you can jettison these things. So it's fun to take the weighted pull-up to failure and struggle on that last rep, and then let it go, and you're off. You're in business again.
Yeah, that would be pretty nice. But I got a bone to pick with you, sir.
Uh-oh.
Why is it the Kelly workout is a workout with everything I can't do well, and the Lynn workout is one that she does well? Now, come on.
That's so easy to answer because I'm afraid of Lynn and not you.
That seems like the right position to me.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it, Lynn?
It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those
Kelly,
aren't
you, you asked for that.
I wasn't trying to be honest with you. I was really not trying to do that because I hate box jumps and they hate me.
That was so cute. You know, Kelly, it's okay for everyone to see that you actually are human, and I think that this gave them at least a glimpse of the possibility of your being mortal.
Of having no kneecaps left. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I have got to be the world's smallest clutch, and I am terrible at this
Well,
stuff,
you know
so.
What, Kelly? We have here as a host the recipient of the single greatest box jump wipeout I've ever seen, Dave Young.
Yeah, I remember it well.
Listen to this. He's there on a Saturday morning in the gym, and he's telling me that his wife thinks he's crazy to come hang with us, that it's just nuts because he's bruised up and beat up and tired. He's coming home and crashing, and we're laughing at him. So we're box jumping, and check this out. He misses the box with his toes. Everyone's done that. And the poor guy slides down the leading edge on his shin, peeling back the flesh, falls forward in his arms, and does the same thing to both forearms. So he's standing here now, and he's dripping blood from all four limbs, right on the heels of telling us that his wife thought he was nuts. That was the end of that marriage, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah.
Right there. And don't forget, don't forget, Greg, I finished the session. I finished
he
the series.
Finished the session. Absolutely. That I just take for granted, Dave.
Okay.
We don't, CrossFitters
yeah.
don't run home.
There it is. Yeah.
The New York Times reader would run home and start Pilates. It'd be Windsor Pilates from there on out. But a CrossFitter finishes the workout and comes back and brags about it. I bet you still have scars from that.
I do. I absolutely do, yeah.
And I
show them proudly to anybody that wants to see them.
And so everyone knows these were superficial wounds, but glorious wounds.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
You know, that would have been a good story for the New York Times, you know, four limbs spurting blood, end of marriage. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Just another day at CrossFit.
That's right.
Well, Dave, you've got me beat then. I only have a nice big scar by my knee, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, you know, you keep trying, you'll catch up.
Kelly,
I'm
not broken bones, though.
Yeah, I'm good at that one. That's but that's not CrossFit's fault. That's my own foolish behavior, you know. So,
but Kelly, you're a legend. You're a fitness legend, a fitness celebrity, and an inspiration to everyone. And you're just so important to this community, girl.
Well,
the
thanks.
CrossFit women in total are they are more important to this community than I think the women are in any fitness community anywhere. They have opened doors and opened eyes. I loved the post the other day from a guy at Naval Special Warfare that said the entire command has watched the Nasty Girls video over and over and over again, and they're all terrified of those young ladies. And it was cute. The guy that saw that was given the post that said that he'd come up on a friend. His introduction to CrossFit was his buddy watching that video, and he says, "Look at them. They're kipping on the pull up, what's the deal with the muscle up?" And the friend says, "Well, come on, look, I'll show you." And they went into the gym, and he couldn't even do a muscle up. And he said that the entire command knows of the capacity of the CrossFit gals and is in awe. And the truth is that there are no group of men anywhere that can, there's single individuals, very few of them, but no group anywhere that can match the capacities of the CrossFit women. And
wow.
That's an amazing thing.
Well, I'm just waiting for the chance to be able to meet Nicole and Eva and Annie and have my butt sort of, kicked big time.
They're quaking knowing you're coming, girl.
Yeah, something tells me.
Right? April, May, when are you coming, Kelly?
I'm anticipating the first week in April.
Fantastic. I look forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, go ahead and throw the Grace workout at me because they'll really thrash me on that. I'm not good at that lift, so that's a good one to get me with.
Hey, we're gonna have a lot of fun and we'll do a bunch of everything.
Yeah, and I got one more thing for Lynn. I got to ask her this.
Uh-oh.
Lynn?
Yeah.
How do you really spell your name?
You'll get results if you spell it either way. That's the funny thing.
Well, I guess it depends on what result it is you're looking for. If it's any consolation, I'm as much of an e-Nazi at work as I am on the board, so it's not like I just pick on the board members.
Yeah.
I don't know, you're kind of a savage on that board, so.
Well, it's a rough crowd. You got to be tough.
All right, Kelly, thank you so much for calling. It's always nice to hear from you.
Thank you much.
All right.
Thanks, Kelly. I remember Kelly called at the very first show, as a matter of fact. Still got her on tape. All right, another call for Coach Glassman and Lynn Pitts from the 262 area code. Been waiting a while. Thank you. I appreciate that. Who's there?
No problem. This is Ryan Atkins from CrossFit Racing. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Ryan.
Ryan,
yeah.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
Coming off the heels of a very successful event yesterday. We had Kelly's Health teaching a deadlift, and things went really well.
Ryan, did anyone from the Tribune come out?
Yeah, and that's the funny thing, because she came out. We had a photographer there. She's taking photos. I want to say the first maybe 40, 45 minutes we're talking about CrossFit methodology, the zone diet, and then we got into teaching the technique where we divided up the stations. Every person spent 15 minutes on each of squat, deadlift, pull-up, and push press. And the funny thing was is you have the New York Times article saying that, oh, yeah, we don't focus on technique. We just want to get the work done as fast as possible. The photographer left even before we started the workout.
Uh-oh.
She was there, like, the whole time she was taking pictures for this whole hour. It was all technique instruction, so I thought that was kind of funny.
Good. Now, was this a photography? Someone else, was Megan there?
Megan's a reporter from the Chicago Tribune,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, she couldn't make it. She had to be out of town, but the photographer was from the same magazine as her.
Okay.
It's the Red Eye edition, if I remember right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't the tone and tenor of the New York Times piece remarkably different than Men's Journal?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Yeah, the New York Times' essence was that the program's dangerous, we have no regard for form, and I'm fat and crippled. And in the Men's Journal, it was that we're very effective, and we preach form, and I'm fat and crippled. So I'm going with the Men's Journal. I'm going to become a subscriber if they can do that much better than the New York Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, just some thoughts about the Men's Journal article, since you brought it up. Some people in the comment section, they're like, oh, yeah, a lot of people are going to try, and it's just going to be another fad for the month, and then they're going to go on to the next monthly thing. The thought occurred to me, if they try it for a month, if they're paying attention, they're likely going to see the results that they haven't got from all those other monthly programs.
Yes.
And just a good chance they might stick with it, so maybe it's a good thing.
Ryan, I think a lot of our best have forgotten their humble origins and where they were 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 1 year, 2 years. And but that's okay.
you know, again, I'm not trying to get everyone doing this. I just want to find all the people in the country that are like us.
I see what you're saying.
And everyone else, you know, the rest can stay away. We'll be just fine.
Okay.
We have no, there is no need for more people other than to expand this community in its present form. I want to find the rest of the Ryan Atkins out there. And we can use Men's Journal and, you know, remember the crappy little piece that Outside Magazine put out?
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
some good people out of that. Not a lot, but enough. And if I can just point to a piece, you know, if the Chicago Tribune can find me two or three, one Ryan Atkins or one Lynn Pitts or one Kelly Moore, that's a wonderful experience. So we'll mine the world looking for the rest of the good folks like us mm-hmm. that understand what it takes to be successful. And I think something, too, that maybe some have lost sight of or haven't come to see is that the workouts themselves are an incredible filter. And anyone that's willing to do these things and post on any level is one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
People not willing to acknowledge your weaknesses are going to leave with their tail between their legs.
Right.
Right. I'd have quit posting the first day if that was the case.
Yeah.
But one of the questions I had for you, and God, I don't want to turn this thing negative, but it just came up. Dave Ojeda just called me today and let me know what had happened. And we're not talking good people here, but we had put on a CrossFit workout at a YMCA a couple months ago. And we called back a couple times, me and Dave, and there was no follow-up and whatever. And we just found out from one of the participants at our thing that we had yesterday that they were offering, supposedly, CrossFit programming. And Dave looked it up, and sure enough, in either their fall or their winter programming thing, they're advertising CrossFit, and they had contacted neither one of us. And I know you guys run CrossFit before, even before all the media blitz, because I remember either you or Lauren telling me something about it on the East Coast where a club was saying, yeah, we're having CrossFit class.
Well, we have retained, and it was just another amazing bit of community. Annie had a new client that was just doing remarkably well, Katie, and shedding weight and getting stronger every day. And so one of these, you know, dark 30 mornings, I went up and approached myself, Katie, I'm Greg, hi, and we started talking. And it turns out she's a senior partner in one of the nation's largest IP firms, intellectual property firms.
Okay.
This gal incorporated and took Google public.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Represents Palm and Sun, and the firm is huge. And we have retained her as a general counsel of her firm. And we now have a trademark and copyright and disclaimer and just a whole family of attorneys. And one of the things that we will zealously protect for the affiliates, for all of us, is our good name.
Yeah.
That is moving along at just a remarkable pace. I'm very proud. That's one of the big changes for the new year is a very, very capable council. And what I love about it is that this council is devout on the program, and the partners that we've spoke to, we've had conversations with, are very excited about coming out and working out with us. In fact, we spoke to a gal in New York who handles defamation and libel. You can see where that might be of interest to us for this firm. And she said that before she had been called by her firm to talk to us, her husband had seen the article in the New York Times and told her, man, I'd love to go out to California and work out with these guys. So everything's coming together in just a remarkable way, and there's one or two of everything you'd ever need within our family, within the community here.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. Good to hear. I mean, it's one thing for a trainer to see the Men's Journal article or to go to the website and say, "Hey, I'm going to use this with my clients." You know, that's all fine, but for someone to go out there, you know, who potentially has no certification or no background with the system, say, oh, yeah, we're doing CrossFit classes.
Yep, unacceptable.
Hey, Ryan, anything else we can do for you tonight? I got a lot of callers stacked up.
All right, I'll let you guys go to the next caller. It's great talking again. Keep up the great job.
Bye,
Dave.
Ryan.
Good
Bye,
to hear guys. From you. Next up on CrossFit Live, by the way, if you'd like to join us tonight, you are certainly welcome. And just head over to CrossFitLive.com, and all the instructions are there. But right now, let's grab another phone call for Coach Glassman and Lynn Pitts from the 760 area code. Come on in and say hi on CrossFit Live.
Hi, Coach. This is Jeff Martin from Brand X.
Jeffrey, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing very well, sir.
Nice to hear you tonight.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here, and it's great to have you on.
Thank you. We've got, I think, 8 trainers downstairs, all listening and writing down questions for me to ask.
Okay.
All right, start firing away.
The first one comes from one of our guys. He wants to know what your trainers at Santa Cruz do with people who walk in and say they're in great shape and they don't need to modify the workout.
I've seen that happen.
Now, I used to, you know, say, good, here's a kettlebell, here, go. And been a little concerned that that might damage some people. So what do you guys do?
You know what, Jeff, we just, I don't know if we have any of that. But, you know, I would presume that, if I had a case like that, we have an elements class, and we insist they go through it. And every once in a while, and what it is, it's another word for beginners. And what we do is that we're not looking for any kind of metabolic quality to the effort. It's all about technique. And what we want them to do is be able to demonstrate proficiency, safety, knowledge, understanding of the basic movements. And for those where they're not ready, they should be able to, on their own, set up a substitute. So if the workout, say, is handstand push-ups and pull-ups, and the person has neither handstand push-ups or a pull-up, they know to get a rubber band and set up for it, or go to the Gravitron, and if it's available, and use dumbbells for the handstand push-ups. But the cockiness is what I'm hearing there, is pretty self-correcting. And I think my local community, and I don't know, maybe Santa Cruz probably, I'm sure, is different than Ramona. In fact, we know it is. The locals here are fairly much terrified of the crew. And we see more, I know people, we have people that we know are fairly capable that are throttling themselves back out of just abject terror. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but I just don't have much of that problem, Jeff.
Fair enough. Another question. We know, especially after this article from the on the New Journal, you're a big proponent of one-on-one training.
Yes.
And what's, now that the group classes are going, and we run lots of group classes, what do you think the best ratio of trainers to client? What do you think the best ratio is of trainer to client? Where do you think that the quality starts dropping?
It depends on the trainer. I can give to a group of 15 an experience, the perception that they've gotten all they would have one-on-one. And that's an art, it's a skill, and I haven't seen it develop to full expression outside of those that have built up to that group class, starting with one-on-one, one-on-two, one-on-three, one-on-four. And it's a juggling act, it's not easy, but when it's done correctly, they get a better deal, they get a better training experience than they would out of the one-on-one. Now, they're clearly not getting as much face time, so what I do is I give them the face time they get, I make more intense, and I develop eyes in the back of my head, and they rely on one another, and then we have the competitive camaraderie and the social value of the group experience and how motivating that is. And so what happens is that, at least in the way we work it, with the addition of each new person, the experience is enhanced and not diminished. We saw this, Lauren and I, years ago when the spin phenomenon was brewing. We had told some friends out of the cycling community the spin thing is actually pretty cool. And Lauren and I kind of poo-pooed it. And then we went in and teaching, and we were actually teaching spin much like we would cross it. It was all intervals all the time and just burly. And so I had some friends in the cycling community that goes, I don't know about this spin thing. I go, well, come to a class, let me show you. And so we'd put them in a one-on-one environment. And spin is the stupidest thing in the world, one-on-one. You feel like an idiot, just you and this other person on a bike. But you get 15 people in there, and it has the dynamics of a bike race. And so there's something magical to the group experience that is clearly better for the athlete, unless you're working at the low end where the where technique is foreign, and we fix that with this elements class, where we're at a very slow and deliberate pace, focused on few movements and working them with a vengeance.
We've started requiring private lessons up front when people join the class.
Yes.
And recently met with some resistance from a couple people. And it's interesting.
Yeah, who was that, Eva?
No.
Who was it? Just one of your trainers?
No, not one of our trainers, but we met with resistance from some people coming in. Oh, I don't need the private lessons. I'm already a trainer. I already know what I'm doing. I don't. Well, I think you do. So I'm heading into the gym on Monday to deal with that.
Yeah. What kind of background do they have?
None that I can tell. And watching them go through a workout was pretty interesting.
And the form was horrible?
Humorous. Very.
Yeah, I'd be in their face.
Yeah. Well, I will.
I, you know, publicly, I mean, I thought you told me you knew what you're doing. You clearly don't.
Okay, that's how you'd handle it, and I like that way.
Yeah, we run a tight ship, and you know what, the every once in a while someone tells me, hey, listen, I'm gonna do this my way, and I'm like, not here, you're not, and I'll send someone home. I have very publicly fired clients. You off, leave, and you'd be amazed what impact it has on the others, and it seems to extend past the gym too, and that the next person that comes through the door. Stands there very politely. This is, you know, you want to get yourself into a world of shit, come down to CrossFit with a bad attitude. And because we'll dish it out and fast. It's more important to me that we maintain the cohesion and the community and the discipline and the, you know, the laughter, the love and the sweat and tears and all that wonderful stuff. That's way more important than any particular individual.
Yeah.
And we just don't get much resistance to anything.
Yeah.
I got two other things.
Okay.
Sure.
Quickly, there was some mention of deleting burpees from the workouts.
You know,
we have some people with bad backs who would love to hear that. But
yeah. I'm one of those that's had a problem with it. I can I've tweaked myself a little with the burpee, and I don't think that. You know, one of the things that came out of the Human Genome Project is that they actually identified a gene for a lumbar disc rupture. And some of us are vulnerable to it. Those that are given to chronic low back pain of the lower extremity referral kind, you know, the sciatica and that kind of thing, that disc injury, they're going to have problems with burpees. And it hasn't been my favorite move for that reason.
Okay.
I'm probably disinclined to use it, but
people love it
every once in a while, and we probably put up some kind of a warning or a substitute if you got a back issue go elsewhere. It's not resolved for me yet. Lynn, do you have a sense of that?
Yeah, I have a lot of trouble with burpees in the back. I've got a chronic crappy back with degenerated discs and facet joint wear and a whole host of things, without which I'd probably be taller than 5 feet. I'd probably be like 5 feet and half an inch.
Uh-huh.
But burpees beat me up, and, you know, somebody on the Daily Comments posted, you know, I think the intuitive thing is, well, you know, if you let your back sag when you kick back into the push-up thing, that's where you're getting your problem. But for me, it's the flexion. It's the explosive flexion coming, you know, kicking back up to stand up.
The extension wound is a very different creature than the flexion wound. Extension wound, it's an injury to the facet joint, and you get this point tenderness. You can, with your thumb, touch, and it's odd, and it feels hot, and it's
rarely
chronic or debilitating.
Yep, got that.
But it goes away, and you're fine. The flexion wound is the one that makes it impossible to stand.
Yep.
Where your legs will buckle, and you get this raging pain through the buttocks and down into the calf. It's the flexion wound, the disc injury that's keeping people home from work and ending careers, and, you know, that's the one to worry about. If the extension were an issue, we would see it in bridges in
high volume push-ups too.
What's that?
Wouldn't you see it in the high volume push-ups? I mean,
okay, sure you would.
Get
sure
tired
you.
And their form deteriorates.
We'd see it in yoga from the Cobra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
But that's a misunderstanding. I understand, because often when you tweak your back, I'll tell you, the worst back injury I've had came from getting on the glute ham. And I did it twice, of all things. But I was on the glute ham developer, doing back extensions and just hanging, so I'm at this nice right angle, and I reached under to the support, the vertical support that holds the thing up, and I pulled myself under my nose to it and got this just nice stretch of the hamstring and the whole spine. And I was fine, except in the morning I couldn't get out of bed, and I'd never had a back injury that made it impossible to get out of bed. It was terrifying. And it took, and I, you know, so you go through the list of, you know, what did I do yesterday? And that didn't register in my mind because it wasn't an immediate thing. And about 6 months later, I'd be damned if I didn't do it again. And this time it jumped out at me. Oh my God, that's how I did it.
Yep. You know, I've had that exact experience with that exact movement.
That's a stupid thing to do, everybody.
Yep.
Don't let your clients, and I see people trying it, you know? You do not want to try and stick your nose on your toes. And all those people that are trying to stretch the hamstrings and are losing the lumbar curve, what you're doing is you're not so much stretching your hamstrings as you are rupturing your lumbar disc, crushing them.
What about that back extension machine, Coach, that's kind of at a 45-degree angle?
It's a great place to destroy your low back.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, based on what you're telling me.
I just relax on it and say it managed to get, if it's at a 45, and I'm folded over now so that my torso is, say, perpendicular to the ground,
yeah.
I'm at 135 degrees at the hip, and very few people have hamstrings long enough to allow for that. Maybe Lonnie Lau. But what happens is that we run out of hamstring, and the pelvis stops its rotation at about 90 degrees, right. And the next 45 degrees come out of the lumbar spine.
Right.
And that thing's a killer. I want that glute ham horizontal, and I want you choked down on it enough so that it's the pelvis that's rolling over so that this thing is kept in the hip. Mm-hmm. Again, same thing with our hamstring stretches. I don't want to see the lumbar curve taken out in the hamstring. You can get a wonderful hamstring stretch just kind of miming, faking the dry lab, the stiff-legged deadlift motion.
Mm-hmm.
You can even do that on a bicycle in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Lean forward and maintain the lumbar curve, and you'll run out of hamstring and give them a nice stretch.
All right.
Coach, we've had a great 2005, I think largely because of what you and Lauren have done. We really appreciate it.
Jeff, you know, the affiliates, the community at large, all you guys, I have the hardest time explaining. I get thanked all the time for what we're doing. I really appreciate that. But I got to let you know that I'm not nearly as good as this community is. There's nothing in me that explains what all of you are doing and done. And the current analogy, it's kind of weak, but it's from the heart. You ever seen a train driven by locomotives from the rear? They're pushing the thing. And so it's going caboose first. Well, I'm in the caboose, and you guys are all behind us driving. And I'm on the track, so I'm not really steering it. We're pretty much just doing what needs to be done for you guys. And it's your energy and commitment and love and support and intelligence and wisdom and decency that's driving this whole thing. And so pat yourself on the back, Jeffrey. What you and Mickey and the boys have done and your community there in Ramona is absolutely breathtaking. You are the model of an affiliate, and you know, Jeff and Mickey, you're going to be the godparents of Lauren and I's new baby, Colleen, when she comes next month. And you know, one of the things came from Lonnie. She says that Jeff and Mickey Martin, I want my kids to play with theirs, and I don't even have kids. And that's how everyone feels. And this thing you've done, I mean, why did it take us and the Martins to get this idea of the world's first fitness magazine for kids?
Yeah,
I kick myself in the ass for that. I mean, everyone should be. That should have been 75 years old by now. What a brilliant concept! And you guys are going to do very well with that. Everyone that's got kids wants them playing with the Martin kids and hanging with the Martins. And if you got kids, you got to get that CrossFit Kids magazine. It's a brilliant idea, long overdue, and it's going to be a tremendous service to anyone that gets hold of that, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Coach. We appreciate
isn't
it.
Isn't that Lynn and Dave, isn't that a no-brainer?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Very much so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you saying I have no brains, Coach?
you know, whatever you got, it's what was needed, and keep doing it.
That's right.
Okay.
Jeff,
thanks a lot.
Good to have you on the program.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling in.
I want to share something about the Ramona crowd.
Sure. Sure, go ahead.
I had had, you know, in the early days, I mean, it was hard. We're revolutionaries, and that revolution's never easy, you know, going up the grain, you know, against the grain. And some people would say, you know, geez, my town, there's only 100,000 people in it, and so I don't know, man, you know, maybe this isn't going to work, and, you know, we don't have enough population base. And the first time we went out to Ramona, everyone needs to go to Ramona just to see how little is there and how well the Martins have done. But we're driving for a half hour in the middle of nowhere. I thought for sure we couldn't possibly be going the right way. And this little town, there's absolutely nothing there at all. And then it burned to the ground. And so it's just like ash and soot and desert and rock. And all of a sudden we come up on this tiny little burg, I think their gym is one of the biggest structures in the town. And these people had, I think it was 26 people come out for their first group class.
Hmm.
If you live in Ramona, I think you work out with Jeff and Mickey.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And so their people have told us that, you know, one of their trainers, Jason, was telling us that he first went there for just for martial arts before he started CrossFit. And I think he passes 15 or 20 martial arts schools getting from San Diego to their school in Ramona.
Hmm.
And so the best of us are destination locations. And it doesn't matter where you put your box, they're going to be there with you. I'd drive an hour to train with the Martins.
Yeah.
I'd pass all the gyms in San Diego to get to them.
Okay, let's move on. Still got a couple of more callers I'd like to squeeze in here tonight. And this one is from the 901 area code for Coach Glassman and Lynn Pitts. Who's there?
Hey, did you say 901?
That's what I said.
Hey, Coach, it's Matt G. Calling you from the sixth fattest city in America.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey. I'm doing very well. Lynn, good evening. Dave, good evening.
Hello there.
How are you all tonight?
Everybody's great.
Outstanding. Well, Coach, I just wanted to call and say hi, see how things are going in Santa Cruz and how the new gym's coming.
It's coming along. We live in a town of bunch of wacky liberals, and so everything is made way more complicated than it needs to be. And you know, there's the permitting issues, and all that is just fraught with complexity and hassle. But we're committed, and we're moving forward, and we've got the means and the need. And you know, we're gonna do this next seminar in the box, and it's gonna be nowhere near ready. But we have keys to the place, and so we're gonna clean it up and. And it's really going to be fun to do, and it speaks to the notion that wherever CrossFitters assemble, they can work out.
Outstanding. I'm looking forward to it.
The box is big, airy, beautiful. It's just going to be a perfect location, and we don't need the paint on the walls. We're going to bring in porta potties, and we're very excited about that.
Paint's overrated.
Yeah, which... This is going to be a whole lot of fun, and I like that you know, I think some of the affiliates think that maybe you got to have everything just perfect to launch, but you know, people are meeting in parks and
you're going to have the mirrors on the wall, right?
Absolutely, the mirrors, the fern, yeah, all that good stuff. We want the treadmills and the bikes with the TV in them.
Very good.
Silicon Valley in the height of the .com. They had you could surf the internet on the stationary bike.
Yeah, but you could pick all that stuff up cheap after they crashed, huh?
Yeah, everything, including the employees. Everything came cheap.
Hey, Matt, you got a question for either Coach or Lynn?
No, I really don't. I just wanted to call and say hey and tell you guys I'm looking forward to coming out there in February, and I'll let you guys move on to somebody else who might actually have a question.
Matt, I'm excited that you're going to be out here in Feb, and you know, Matt. Matt's one of our generals. He's Matt's the hitman.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me in, Lynn. I appreciate it.
Oh, you know, I had nothing to do with that. I was going to let you go. Our liberal moderator was the one that whacked you there.
No, that's all right. I need to be reined back in on a fairly frequent basis, I know.
You know, Matt, there comes a time and a place where the best thing you can do is unhook the dog and look the other way. And you know, and then there's other times like this. There's times when I'm gonna need to be reeled in, and it'd be nice to let someone else go. And I think that between Dave's kind and loving heart and acceptance of everyone, And your and I and Lynn's willingness to swing first and then make friends afterwards. I think that we have something for everyone, and there's got to be someone amongst us that's going to help you see the light. And at the, point where we all go, this guy's no good, then he's no good.
Fair enough.
And boy, does that happen.
Yeah, and Matt, you're nowhere near being on that list. Don't worry.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
You know, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We're very impressed with you, and there needs to be a guy that's every once in a while needs to be just pulled back a little bit. It keeps everyone in line. You know, one of the things I am so proud of in this community is that we had an interloper that pretending to be multiple people and an authority on some aspect of fitness. We don't mention the name because it arouses them. It provides some kind of sexual gratification. But Lynn was instrumental in outing out this cretin and his alter egos, and it was a brilliant bit of, I love telling the story, and if you come personally, we can share the name and give you the details. But I didn't understand the seriousness of the problem. I'd never really heard of trolling. I didn't know anything about message boards or anything, but Lynn ID'd the troller, outed the alter egos by a combination it's an incredible Lynn, a bit of detective work, and I am so proud because that interloper is now a recognized authority and much loved over at T-Nation.
Yeah,
and they have no idea. They have no idea. They're all bowing down to this fraud, and we see the same people. Show me, you won't believe it. He's over here now and got a new name, and look at all the followers, and they're all, oh, you're amazing, and it's all fraud.
I feel bad for the folks over at T-Nation.
I don't feel real bad for them.
No, it's kind of funny. You know, because I would hate him to chase him off because he might come back our way.
he came sniffing around a couple times for a few months after, and it's just kind of tragic, you know.
You know, if you're a fake on our board, you're such a good fake, you're an asset. and it's going to be okay until we figure you out. But there's exceedingly high probability that if you are posting on the CrossFit message board, you are a very real person. We're not going to reveal what resources, skills, and methods by which we've done that. But in no small measure, that is why Lynn is here, and we're all going to see more and more of her. We have a security apparatus that is just a beautiful thing, and it's kept this community very safe for some folks that ordinarily couldn't and wouldn't be around in public.
Well, I expect there are, when you say security apparatus, I expect there are some people out there in the world that probably think they're going to get a knock on the door at 3 a.m. and nobody's ever going to see them again. So.
No, you weren't supposed to tell that part. Come on.
Well, before I go, I really feel like I have three amazing CrossFit people on the other end of the phone line. So, Coach, I mean, obviously, thank you so much for everything you do. You know, you're the originator, and I know everybody out there who's listening right now just appreciates the hell out of everything you do. And Lynn, keeping the message board rolling, you do such a great job. And Dave, thanks for CrossFit Live. I think it's a great resource, a great program. And as much of a wuss as I usually am and try to stack out and miss half the show, I had to stay up tonight and try to thank all three of you guys.
Matt, I'm glad you did.
I'm
glad you did. It's always will always be good to hear from you. Anytime you want to call us up, you're welcome here.
Fair enough. Well, okay. You guys have a nice evening.
All right, you too. For Coach G and Lynn Pitts, you're on CrossFit Live. Hi.
Hey, this is Doug Ralston in Orange County, California.
Hi, Doug.
Hey,
Doug.
Coach, how you doing?
Very well, sir.
Got a question for you. Started working with my mom recently. Quick background, she had partial replacement of both knees a little over a year ago.
Yes.
Recovery went amazingly well.
Yes.
And I reread the CrossFit Journal issue on working with the elderly and children.
Yes.
By the way, Dave, that might be a episode for the future.
Okay.
You stress in there squats, deadlifts, push press.
Not for mom.
Huh?
Not for mom.
Oh.
Unless the range of motion comes very naturally and easy for her.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about this partial knee replacement. How's she moving?
Except for a trip that she took, and I mean a full fall type trip, About 2 months ago, she was doing great. She was actually starting to jog again.
Yeah.
About Thanksgiving, in anticipation of trying to work with her on some CrossFit stuff, I asked her, okay, can you do a full squat? And she could. And she didn't have a problem with it. And I said, okay, try doing just a few a day and just see how it feels.
Perfect. That's what I do. Here's the problem. We got limited cycle time on that equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to last as long as possible.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't hold up like the, you know, the knees are poor design and the artificial knees isn't a match for it. And so I don't want to wear it out. And but if she's got the passive range of motion, if she squats well, then we've got some. But you know, I don't need Tabata squats and that kind of thing. I'd rather see her more cycling. And the wonderful tool for someone like is a hand bike.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is just shift the emphasis up into the hip, away from the knee, and into the upper extremities. And I don't need heavily laden kind of stuff.
Right.
It's just kind of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as soon as we get her heart rate up and get the juices flowing and the metabolism spinning and get her eating right, and what you'll find, too, is the healing from the surgery will greatly accelerate.
Yeah.
Actually, having fun with it?
I got her to go down to the Weekend Warriors workout yesterday in San Diego.
Yes.
But she got there too late to participate in a scaled version of the workout. But I did go through some of the motions with her.
Yes.
Ring rows.
Is she in this picture, Doug?
What's that?
She's not in the picture, is she?
No, she's not. She got there too late for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug. Let me ask Coach a question on your behalf and your mom's
sure.
behalf. Coach, what about impact of any kind? And I'm thinking specifically.
I would reduce it.
Okay. So if you wanted the person to do some light box jumps, you'd just bring the box down, huh?
Yeah, I don't have a need for, you know, when I look at the benefit of box jumping for a mom with a knee replacement, I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't recommend it. Well, I would let her work harder on the bike.
Okay.
I'd have her stepping up and down off the box. I'd have her squatting, but, you know, I would just bring the volume and attention away from the knee and into the hip. Now, I might be terrorizing her on the glute ham developer in both extension and flexion in the hip.
Mm-hmm.
And stiff-legged deadlifts, and I'd, you know, I'd want her and tons of core work, you know. I'd want to get her to doing L's and L-sits and knee up, but I would treat her much like I would someone coming off of any kind of trauma to the knee,
like, okay.
Just much like we did with Grady McDonald. You know, he had the knee, the meniscus repair.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a long time before we were doing it. Rowing would be a good exercise. Especially the passive range of motion is there.
Yeah.
Right.
But what I don't need is high cycle rate, high load kind of wear and tear on that thing.
Right. Well, actually, Dave, that's the direction I was going. I was particularly concerned about bridging it or crossing into clean.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, start with very light weight, but there is that jump aspect to it.
I'd have her power clean.
Power clean, okay.
Yep, and I'd get her to catch it a two-thirds squat,
mm-hmm.
And there'd be more upper body to it. Her training would look a little more like something we're doing with a gymnast than, say, a football player or rugby player.
Okay.
You know, what I need for mom is functional independence, capacity.
Right.
And if I blow out a young athlete's knee, you know, it's worth the risk, maybe potentially, to do agility drills and that kind of thing, because they can repair. You know, they're good for a couple of repairs on a knee. But mom's got a limited shelf life on this thing. It's kind of like driving an old car. You know, you don't want to redline it.
Right.
And so I'd just use a lot of common sense and extract the intensity from other places. The pool, the bicycle. But the impact of the box, I just don't see a need. Were you with me on this, Lynn?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to weigh the value, the unique value of the box jump against its return. You know, Eva is one of our best box jumpers, and she jumps up, step back, jumps up, step back, jump step, jump step, jump step, and her cycle rate is very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost impact free because she lands like a cat on the top, and just. Step down, bam, back up. Step down, bam, back up.
And why? Because the girl's had 11 surgeries on the knee, and I, you know, we're taking the long road here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good.
Doug, you're coming next month?
I can't make it in February.
In fact, you had won the competition and couldn't.
Yeah. But I will see you in May if there is any. Well, in fact, I'll see you at the end of this month because I'll just swing by Bergner's and say hi.
Good.
But I will be up in May if there is any way at all possible.
Good. We'll count on that, Doug.
All right.
Thank you,
and thanks to Dave and Lynn as well. I know you hear it a lot, but it's very important to the rest of us.
Thank you.
Well, Doug, you made it just that much better by calling in. I appreciate that. Okay.
Well, take care.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Well, you folks, in the time that we have left, I guess, Lynn, it's way past your bedtime, isn't it, back there?
Way past. I have to be up in 3.5 hours.
All right. We're just going to keep you for a couple of more minutes, if you don't mind, all right?
Lynn, thank you so much for being on. Lynn and I are going to, we're going to be doing more, you're going to be hearing more from us. We got a couple of projects, one in particular, a Lynn and Greg show that we're kind of playing with. So. We're gonna be a thorn in everyone's side on a bunch of different fronts. We're on our very best behavior.
We are, right. This is Lynn and Greg light, you know.
Yeah.
And, you're getting the official protocol.
We believe in freedom and in a huge way. And in fact, we're militant libertarians.
There you go.
Kind of an extension of the old New Hampshire "Live Free or Die." We don't think anyone has a right to live in slavery.
Right.
And we've got, and it's funny, people have a hard time pegging that. To the conservatives, we look like liberals, and to the liberals, we look like conservatives.
Yep.
But we believe in a principled living and live and let live. And that's something that not everyone's always ready to hear or understand. And we'd like a format where we can just run with that. And call them as we see them, and we know that there's a lot of people like-minded in this community that don't want to be told to do. I mean, look at the fitness program we're doing. This is definitely counterculture, and I see it perfectly consistent with some of the politics and some of the views we have about what this great country is all about, and it's a place where people can speak their mind and be what they want to be, and it's basically no one else's business.
Right. Individual responsibility is really
absolutely
the key, you know. If you can't make good decisions, then shame on you, but it's not somebody else's fault.
And we also know that protecting someone from the consequences of their bad decision-making is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. And these are fun topics, and the debate is fun, and the discussion is fun. And we want a derivative format to do that, not distinct, but maybe not all that mainstream.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of questions from people that couldn't listen in tonight and sent me some emails and asked me to pass along a question to you. And why don't we just handle these real briefly in the last couple of minutes we have here, if you don't mind. From Jeremy Jones, he sends along this question. What do you need, Coach, from the community? He said, what can the community, especially the online portion, do to best forward the growth of CrossFit in the healthiest manner?
That's a great question. I think they're doing it. I think that everything in this community is really perfect. Where things need to be done is with Lynn and Brian and Lauren and I and others behind the scene, Tony and Nicole, and it deals with infrastructure. But Jeremy Jones is a spectacular spokesman for this community, and Jeremy, you're doing it. You're doing it.
Right.
Jeremy introduced himself to me, and he's an engineer, and he is going to engineer and oversee the fabrication of our monkey bars and pull-up bars in the new box. And it's beautiful. We're going to have a 75 or 80-foot-long pull-up bar. It's also monkey bars, so we'll be able to get 100 people at once doing pull-ups.
Wow.
And, how's that for doing something for the community?
Yeah.
There's a little something. Yeah. I couldn't begin to expect, I feel guilty getting what we do out of the people that are contributing to this community. It's almost laughable to think of, to hear him ask, you know, geez, what could he do?
Yeah.
Keep being yourself and let us know what we need. I think that what they need from us, I think, is most important.
Mm-hmm.
To express what it is that we're not meeting the need.
Okay.
You know, I'm a servant of this community. And only in that sense are Lauren and I and Lynn and Brian and Tony and Nicole are we leading as servants. Isn't that right, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what the appeal of the CrossFit is, the community. And, you know, what got me started with the message board stuff was it's an opportunity to give back to the community. You know, to be able to make a contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be paying my debt to the fine folks that come to this site and come to the seminars and call and email. I'll be paying that debt forever. You know, one thing I can think of that would, you know, just off the top of my head here that just hit me would be to voice your support for our first responders and our men and women serving overseas, men and women in uniform, both here and especially abroad, especially deployed. So that's one thing you can do, you know, is you support these soldiers and acknowledge what they're doing and the sacrifices they're making in the name of us advancing freedom. That's plenty.
Okay, one more from Brian Nesmith, who says, I was wondering about how the girls were developed and chosen. You know, the first time I glanced at this email, the first time I saw it, and I left out, kind of my mentally, I left out the word the, and I thought he was asking you how girls were invented. I wasn't quite sure I was going to pose that one to you, but anyway, of course he's talking about the, you know, the girl circuits, and his question goes on, were they just good workouts that you developed, or is there some more complex criteria?
One easy answer is by impact. I was playing with Fran in my, we didn't call it that, we called it something I can't repeat. Yeah, I'd be on the Lynn and Greg show, we'd probably go there. But this is something I was playing with a Sears Ted William weight set. This thing was blue with cement in it.
Oh, yeah.
In 1972 in Southern California, 16 years old. And what we had discovered was that if you did this front squat drive overhead and then coupled it with pull-ups, that you were hitting about just all the function you could muster up and as much anatomy as there was, and that ripping through 21, 15, and 9 reps had you sit down and put a look on people's faces that we thought was so effing funny that it became a classic. And so largely by impact. Then you go out and try other things, and it was pretty obvious that there's some correlation here between where you've driven that number, whether you could do this thing in 10 minutes, 9, 8, 5, or 4, that correlated to a general capacity to beat someone's ass, swim across the pool faster, wrestle well, or just exhibit a high pain tolerance or high level of commitment and high threshold rate for other activities. And you get a bunch of these coupled, you know, you start playing with this kind of thing, and it's pretty obvious when you feel it. I don't think anyone has done any of these fundamental workouts and had anything other than a, oh my God, kind of experience.
Yeah.
If you look at them, my favorite are the couplets that juxtapose, that mix a classical weightlifting movement with a super fundamental classical calisthenic movement. So cleans and handstand push-ups, deadlift and handstand push-ups, and where there isn't much overlap of function, what you find is that they are just immense whole-body experiences. And some of them were discovered somewhat by accident and late. I kicked myself in the ass when we discovered by accident 3 years ago the deadlift handstand push-up combination.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so obvious it shouldn't have taken so long to do.
Yeah.
The clean and ring dip. I mean, these things, I don't know how to answer the question other than that you get a little dose of it and it becomes pretty obvious to you what that impact is.
Yeah.
Now, Lynn, you with me?
I'm with you, and there's no question on the lasting impact aspect of them.
Yeah. Lynn, thank you so much. We love you, and again, I just want to, in front of everyone,
thank you from the bottom of my heart of what you've done for me, for Lauren, for all CrossFitters, for our soldiers and cops and everyone we love and it's important to this community. You're an unsung hero in this family, Lynn, and I want to pull you out into the light because you're an amazing person. And you know, I think if people actually knew the amount of time and the commitment that you've invested in this community, their jaws would drop. Very few people have found the time and energy to serve their fellow citizens the way that Lynn Pitts has us. So, Lynn, I love you and thank you for that from everyone.
Oh, you are very welcome, folks. Love you guys, too, and it is my pleasure to be able to contribute. Fun being on tonight. Looking forward to the full-blown Lynn You Love Coachy show.
There we go. And, Dave, what a great idea this was, and I didn't get it at first, and but I didn't get anything at first. I'm the last one to see anything, and so.
Well, Greg, I thank you on behalf of the community for taking us all farther than I thought we could go in this past year. The sense I get from everybody is that we're all confident that this thing is just going to continue to surge forward in 06 and surprise us all again, and probably in some new ways. So thanks again for your leadership and all that you contribute to the community as well. And it was a pleasure having you on the program tonight. We'll do it again at the very latest a year from now, but who knows, maybe sooner. I'll look forward to our next visit here on CrossFit Live whenever that may be. And that's going to do it for this edition of CrossFit Live. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you next time on another edition of CrossFit Live. Until then. This is Dave Young. Thank you for listening to this archived edition of CrossFit Live. You've been listening to the program from January 8, 2006, featuring Coach Greg Glassman and Lynn Pitts. If you have comments for CrossFit Live, please address those via email to host@crossfitlive.com. For current information on CrossFit Live and the status of upcoming shows, please visit www.crossfitlive.com. And we'll see you next time on another edition of CrossFit Live.